In advance of the upcoming referendum on the Eighth Amendment, we've already heard from Dave McWilliams, we'll hear from John Waters tomorrow, but our own Henry McKean has been travelling around the country to talk to the plain people of Ireland about how they're going to vote. So, his first report, which we're going to hear now, he visits a pub in Dublin and he is seeking out male drinkers over 50. I should say that some of the parts of this report are not suitable for younger listeners.
Well, I'm going to vote now in any way. That's what I'm going to do.
Why are you going to do that?
Because it's killing a child.
So when you see the posters, when you see this referendum taking place up and down the country, and we're here in the pub at the moment, you're enjoying a lovely cool lager. Is it a conversation that you're having with friends in the pub?
No. Everybody to their own.
And have you put much thought into it? Have you put much thought into what this referendum is about?
Yeah, it's about killing a child and that's it.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
So has anyone knocked on your door? Have you met anyone? Have you read up on it?
No. You just don't kill a child. If you don't want to get pregnant, you don't get pregnant, that's it.
I don't really like the idea of abortion. However, I would vote yes. If a woman is raped, she becomes pregnant first. If she can't go to term with it, then I believe she's entitled to do it. Plus, the idea of people from here having to go abroad for abortion, I find that ridiculous too. Why can't they have it here in their own country? I will be going yes, you know.
So you've thought about it? You've read up on it?
Not read much. I haven't had any literature come in the post. Basically, I'm going yes.
Should be allowed.
And there's a lovely creamy pint of stout being poured there. We're here in the pub. You think abortion should be allowed?
Absolutely.
Tell us how you came to that thought process.
Because think about the women that were raped and they had to have the children. And then every time they look at their child, they remember how they were raped because they couldn't go away and have an abortion. It's simple as that.
When you discuss this with friends and family, you know, is there disagreements?
No, there's no disagreement whatsoever. Because the woman should have been allowed abortion. Because every time she looks at it, no, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with the child. She was raped. She couldn't go to England to have an abortion. She couldn't get an abortion here, and they wouldn't allow her to go to England to have an abortion. So she looks at that child. So every time she looks at a child, she has to remember being raped.
So we're here at the bar, a round bar, with pints of lager, of stout.
It's totally irrelevant what we're around, what we're drinking. The woman should be able to say what she wants. If she wants to have an abortion, she should be allowed to have an abortion. She shouldn't have to be on a boat on her own going off to England. It's going back to the old Catholic George ways. Like, you know what I mean? So, the pubs are open on Good Friday. Catholic George stopped that. The Catholic Church did a lot of things. But that's all gone now. So we're in this era now. We're not going back to 1921, 1960, 1970 when the Catholic Church ruled everything. So let's be realistic.
So how are you going to vote in this referendum?
Yes, for abortion.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd vote yes, yeah. I mean, everybody should be allowed it. Like, you know, every woman should be allowed it. It's up to them, you know. It's 2018, you know what I mean? A woman's right is a woman's right. If she made a mistake, and if she didn't make a mistake, she got raped. She should have a divorce.
So have you thought about this? You've put some thought into it?
I did. Well, I have two daughters of my own, so if that happened to them, they should be allowed anyway. That's what I think.
Women should be allowed to have that choice and get whatever they need. Over the years, like you've seen, the church haven't got a hold on them anymore, so might as well, rather than going off to the UK and doing all that, you know, so for abortion.
Yes, I am going to vote yes. I tell you, I ain't going to vote yes.
Why?
Because if a little child, the fetus will not live, then it's right to abort. If a little woman's been raped, then it's right to abort. Yes, I'll vote yes.
You're going to vote yes, so you've thought about it?
I have thought about it strongly. It's only my opinion. There is ever our dignity.
We're having a pint here in a Dublin pub. Does it come up in conversation around the table with the lads?
Oh, yes, it does, yeah. And there's some men that are either for or against it. But I think that women have the right. You say have the right. Regardless of what the church says, but the church never done anything right with the people anyway in the first place. And that's where the government, you have to abide by the majority of people.
We have to have a referendum, we have to take into account the female, right? Because that's the woman, the female, who's like carrying the fetus, right? Now, on the basis or premise that like the child is a result of rape or incest, I think the onus is on the female. She has like a right for like the 12-week period to make a decision to have the child or not to have the child. I will vote yes. It's up to the female and it's up to the spouse, the male, and they have to make a decision. It's like a child had rape or dysfunctionalism or incest. Don't bring a child into the world that's going to have dysfunctional problems physically, mentally, or both. It's a really, really bad deal.
That's a very simple question, isn't it? Well, my view on the referendum is that it's not so much a person's right, but the fact that we're shipping people abroad and we're just getting rid of the problem over to England.
So you feel in a way we're shipping women to England abroad?
Definitely, yeah. And have been done since time incarnate.
And growing up in Ireland and seeing all the changes, how old are you now?
I'm 57.
57, you look great for 57. You know, we all, in a way, perhaps know someone who's been in a crisis pregnancy.
Well, I've known two people who were. They each made their own choice. For one, it worked out good, and the other one, it didn't work out too good. But at the time, it seemed to be the best idea.
So it's close to you, really?
Well, definitely, yeah. I'm saying, yeah, give people a choice. The other way, you're not given a choice, and you're just told, off you go, ship your problems abroad.